It is the weekend. Hiya, hope you had a lovely weekend, whatever the fuck it was. Who knows what day it is. But I hope you're enjoying your Christmas period, and I hope you're enjoying your football. And I hope you're going to enjoy the weekend with Grace Maley, who's getting headphones sorted, and Neil Atkinson as well. And we're not going to talk too much about the top of the table, because obviously Liverpool are the only ones who've played, apart from Nottingham Forest, more from them, but Arsenal and Chelsea yet to play at the time of recording. So I want to talk a bit about... Well, two things, a negative and a bit of a positive. So the idea that currently the three teams in the bottom are all the teams who were promoted, if they stays like that, which I suspect it will personally, then that'll be the second year in a row that the promoted teams have all gone relegated. So is that bad? Is that a worry? Does it make the Premier League a closed shop? But to lead on to then a positive, the top half of the table is really interesting, and I want to talk in particular about Nottingham Forest, who are second, Bournemouth, who are sixth, and Fulham at eighth, and why we think they're doing well. And so if you can break in and if you can manage to get yourself in there, you can have a lot of fun and you can compete, and the Premier League is getting more and more unpredictable, it seems, or is it just a sort of a flash in the pan? But if you look at the teams who are maybe struggling 11th downwards, the likes of Tottenham, the likes of Manchester United, and then you look at the teams who are having fun in the top half, it is an interesting thing. But I'll start with you, Neil, because I did warn you last week I was going to talk about this. Do you think it'll be those three? And if it is this bad?
I think it's bad, if it is. I think the big thing to point out, I think let's just consign Southampton, and that's done, just for convenience's sake. I think the thing I look at that I sort of cling to, that it might not be those three, is that it doesn't take much to... It takes, well, for Leicester to catch the same points total as Everton, it takes one win. Yeah. It's worth pointing out that last season... So Palace and Wolves have both won four, and I think that's dead interesting, because... Ultimately, last season, Luton go down having only won six. So there's a bit of a line. 2 seasons ago when Leicester went down, which I'm going to come on to in a minute, Leicester, Leeds and Southampton went down. Leicester went down having won 9 games and Everton stayed up having won 8. Basically, people used to talk about the idea of 40 points and you're safe. I ultimately think this season in the Premier League, 8 wins and you're almost certainly safe. I'd be really surprised if anyone went down with 9 as Leicester did, looking at where the table is at the minute. My point there is to say that Palace and Wolves have already won more games than Everton. And it's worth saying that if Leicester in the next round of fixtures win and Everton lose, then Leicester are on the same number of points as Everton. And it just doesn't take that much to get a bit of luck and win a game, you know, throughout the course of a season. So I still think Everton are vulnerable, more so than Palace and Wolves, because Palace and Wolves just look more like winning games of football than Everton do, and that's not me making a sort of a crass Everton point. It's just that that remains the sort of the thing that Dyche needs to do. So Everton have only conceded 24, which is less than West Ham. It was 6 points ahead of them, less than Brentford, less than Spurs, less than Brighton, less than Villa, less than Fulham, even as you sort of stretch up there.
But less than Man City.
Less than Man City. But the point is that they've only scored 15, and they're basically scoring at less than a goal a game, and only Southampton have scored less. You can't, it's a bit like Test cricket, this. You can't win Test cricket without getting 20 wickets. You can't win a game of football without scoring a goal.